whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him the spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. I know of a man who worked in construction. One day at work, something fell on his foot and produced a little wound. He didn't give it any importance, and he didn't have it attended to, and he just kept going about his life as usual. The little wound didn't get any better, but little by little, it got worse. People would tell him that he needed to get it looked at, but he just continued to let it go. He obviously didn't want to go to the doctor or didn't want to take time to go. Over time, it kept growing and getting worse, and finally he was forced to go to the doctor. The doctor told him that gangrene had set in, and he would have to amputate part of his leg. Again, the man refused to listen and said that he would rather die than lose his leg, and he died of gangrene. Proverbs 1:32 tells us, "Fools will die because they refuse to listen. They will be destroyed because they do not care." Another Bible puts it, "Fools destroy themselves because of their indifference." Hebrews 2:3 asks us a question. How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How will we escape if we do not care? Indifference and neglect. And we see what happened to the man when he did that. Obviously, the man who had the wound didn't care, or he was ignorant of the danger he was in, or it was just a case of neglect. Obviously, he didn't realize the danger he was in, or he didn't realize what the little wound would lead to. Obviously, the man with the wound just closed his eyes to the danger and hoped that somehow it would heal, but it didn't. He neglected the wound and it got worse. It got to the point that it would not heal, and he was indifferent to the danger. You may say to me, "Well, I'm not like that man. If I had a little wound or sore, I would have gotten it taken care of. I would have not let it go on. I would not have neglected it." But my friend, what about your soul? What about those wound spots of sin on your soul? What about the guilt on your conscience? Are you ignoring the guilt on your conscience? Are you neglecting that? What about your need of salvation? Are you neglecting that? We need to face the question, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Do you realize your need of salvation, or are you indifferent to it? A fellow at our church a couple of weeks back was not feeling well. He didn't want anyone to know, and he didn't want to tell his children. He kept going to work, and things got worse. He still didn't want to tell anyone. Things finally got so bad that he had to go to the doctor. And the doctor told him that it was a miracle that he hadn't fallen into a coma. His blood sugar was well over 600 and in the danger zone, but he was able to get help and is fine today. He stopped neglecting the problem. He faced it. He dealt with it. My friend, are you ignoring your conscience? We do wrong and our conscience accuses us. Do you realize that you have fallen short? Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Do you realize that you are lost? Do you realize that you have gone astray? Isaiah 53:6 tells us, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." We have all turned away from God. Years ago, I was traveling with a man in Spain. We came to the outskirts of this small town, and the train had come, and we were stopped. The train station was on the edge of town, and we had to wait for the people to get on and off. While we were waiting there, to my right was a shepherd with 200 or so sheep in a pasture with lush green grass. To my surprise, one of the sheep turned away from the shepherd and walked away toward the road to go her own way. That is what God says that we have done. We have turned our backs on God to go our own way. Isaiah 53:6 tells us that clearly. Because of that, the Word of God clearly tells us that we are lost. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." He has come to bring salvation to those who are lost. You may tell me that you don't do bad things, that you don't drink, don't take drugs, that you go to church and so forth. But you have turned from God and are in need of salvation, in need of forgiveness and reconciliation with God. Hebrews 2:3 mentions a great salvation. And in Luke 19:10, Jesus mentions that the purpose of his coming was to bring salvation to those who are lost, you and I. There was a man who had a dream. We need to be careful with dreams. The devil can use dreams. We can dream naturally, but sometimes God can give and use a dream. This man dreamed that he was going up a hill to a church. Behind him was a man with a big, heavy load on his back who was having a hard time climbing the hill. He looked back again and realized that it was Jesus, and he asked Jesus if the sins of the world were heavy. Jesus responded by saying, "No, they are not the sins of the world, but your sins." We read the first part of Isaiah 53:6 when it talks about our going astray and turning to our own way. But the second part says, "But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him." My sin fell on him. He went to the cross in my place. He bore my punishment. Salvation is in him, not in me. He is the Savior. Only he can forgive. Only he can give eternal life. I mentioned earlier about a sheep in a town in Spain that had turned away from the shepherd, that was walking away from the shepherd, walking toward the road in danger. The sheep was going away. He had turned his back on the shepherd. Then the shepherd spoke to the sheep, and the sheep turned back and went back to the shepherd. 1 Peter 2:25 says, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Repentance is a turning back, my friend. And you need to turn back and ask God for forgiveness for your sins. You need to renounce your rebellion and confess your sins to God. You need to thank him for salvation in Jesus. Thank him that Jesus took your place on the cross. Turn back and submit your life to him, putting your faith and trust in him and not in yourself, and then following the Lord Jesus Christ out of a life of thankfulness. "For ye were as sheep going astray." We're all there, my friend. We've all done this. We can't say that we're good and it's not us. The Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. Peter here includes himself as he writes, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." My friend, can you say that you have returned to the shepherd? Can you say now that your sins are forgiven? Can you say now that you're going to heaven? Today, my wife's mother died. She passed away a couple of hours ago. Before she died, my wife was able to talk to my mother-in-law And she was able to tell her that a glorious future awaited her. What a wonderful thing in a moment like this when death approaches and death carries away a loved one, to know that that loved one will one day meet me when I go to heaven, to know that that loved one will never shed another tear, to know that that loved one will never suffer again, to know that that loved one will pass eternity with Jesus in heaven, in the eternal bliss, in the eternal glory of God and his perfections. What a wonderful comfort in a moment of death. My wife was able to mention this and say this to her mother as she was leaving this world to go out into eternity and into the presence of God. My wife had this comfort knowing that one day she would see her mother again in heaven, because her mother had gone astray, but her mother had come back to the shepherd and bishop of her souls, her soul. Her mother had found peace and forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Her mother had found salvation in the Savior. Her mother, through the work of Jesus on the cross, had been reconciled to God. My friend, it's time for you to turn back to the shepherd and bishop of your soul. It's time for you to bow the knee before the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you and tell him you are turning back to him as your shepherd, to receive him as your Lord and as your Savior, and to live a life of trust and obedience as now you go forth to follow him and not living with your back turned upon God. My friend, my mother-in-law went out into eternity today. She passed from this world to the eternal world. And one day you and I will pass. One day it will be my turn. Loved ones and friends may come to my bed as I am dying and passing from this world into eternity. My friend, what comfort would you have if your day was today? Where would you go if your day was today? What could they say to you today about going out into the presence of God? My friend, Jesus died for your sins on a cross. It's time to turn back to him. It's time to put your faith and trust in this wonderful Savior. It's time to receive his forgiveness. It's time to know his wonderful, precious love and have eternal life, the assurance of going into his presence when death calls me. My time is up. Thank you today for having tuned in to the Living Waters broadcast. Until next week.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.